Tuesday, April 4th. We're back at the Catholic speech again today. Problem still being to decide whether to go and, if so, what to say. President wanted Ehrlichman to get on top of it and have him go over to Connally and get his view, but Connally got sick and went home. In the meantime, Ehrlichman saw the opportunity to drop the whole speech, but Colson kept fighting, and the net result by the end of the day was we were back with a speech that's probably going to be acceptable, but I'm still not going ahead and schedule it. We'll wait till tomorrow morning. Got into several political discussions. President's concerned that we've got to get moving on the attack, that we should have someone attacking Muskie as a defeatist because he's saying that we shouldn't react to the Vietnam attack by the enemy. He thinks we should get Tower or someone to hit him on this, that we shouldn't let him build that line about just getting out of Vietnam, that it shows no concern for the POWs or protection for the 70,000 GIs that are still there. We make the point the president has the responsibility for these people and that our continued withdrawal can only go if South Vietnam's able to hold. He told me to call Bruce Hershenson at the USIA and tell him the president stood behind him and was very pleased with what he'd done in attacking Fulbright and resigning from the USIA. He's concerned that we really move on tying the Democrats to big business with the contributions to Humphrey in 68, the deals Muskie's made, the antitrust fixes in the previous administration, the use of ITT airplanes and all that sort of stuff. We met with Mitchell today and he went over the key state things, but the main discussion was on whether to move the convention. Mitchell has now concluded we probably should move it to Miami. We'll base it on the problems with the arena in San Diego, but actually Mitchell's main reason is the cost figure and the demonstration probability. President's also concerned about our getting our list of contributors out, felt we should try to work out a better statement than we're using. I talked with Mitchell about that, and he feels that we've got to stay with exactly what we've got and just play it cool, that the president should relax and not worry about it. The president came up with a plea today that we cut off Osborne and Seide completely, primarily because of the stuff in the news summary pointing out their adverse reaction to his press conference. He thinks we should spend the time that's now spent seeing them on seeing the guys that are favorable to us. The Vietnam action goes on today. President has moved in quite strongly, according to Henry, in taking control. He really banged Mora around yesterday on the Air Force's inability to get moving. Problem is they keep saying that the weather is such that they can't bomb. President's massing a huge attack force, naval ships for gunning from the sea, and a tremendous number of additional bombers, and he's going to start using B-52s for the first time to bomb North Vietnam as soon as the weather clears. We'll base the bombing of the North on the violation of the DMZ and move in hard. He feels that this will give us a fairly good chance at negotiations, which he has never really felt we had up to now. But thinks they're doing this as a desperation move, and then we'll go to negotiate. Henry has the same view. End of April 4th.